three screens.
Three screens to the wind?
County email, the budget, and or the agenda, and then if I have to open up an attachment, the attachment goes on one screen, the agenda on the other, and my email.
It's like my wife's office, she's got five screens.
Their what? If they introduce themselves, they did last time.
Our old big screen TV.
I only use the two screens during evaluations.
This morning she was doing an implementation with clients in India.
Good morning.
Morning. I have 9:45, so.
Really, would you like me to do something?
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, I don't have an agenda, so, or a gavel, so, here we go.
Perfect.
Call to order the work session of Johnson County Board of Supervisors. The purpose of today's agenda is employment interviews. We'll have a variety of executive sessions. Do I need to go into one now to discuss the process, or?
I don't believe so.
Okay, so we are in open meeting right now, just keep that in mind.
Don't mention names.
Right. So, we have questions in front of us.
Yeah, so the first candidate will come in at 10 o'clock, and they'll start off with the speaking engagement. And then you'll go into the questions. There are 17 questions, again with a round-robin fashion.
Where is the speaking engagement?
I'm sorry, it's on the back of your questions.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. And that was previously given to the candidates. And then finish up with the writing exercise.
Okay, so they'll do that after they're finished with us?
They're doing it right now, and then they'll go on the tour, and then you'll look at the exercise.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
And then your second candidate will be on at 11:15.
All right, so questions about that. They're going to come and do the presentation. We'll go through the round robin. Then we'll be given their written. We may not have time to totally read that. And then we'll do the second interview, and then we'll have time to look at both of those.
Yes.
Be a third executive session at the end just to talk about whatever you want, not to make any decisions because it'll be a third interview tomorrow, but we can go into a third executive session right at the end. Okay. Sound fair enough to everyone?
It does.
Any questions? Do you want to just stay in order like we did last time?
Yeah.
So you can. All right, so I don't care who starts, Mike or Lisa.
I'll start.
All right, Lisa will start. We'll just work our way down and back around. Sound fair?
Okay.
Anything you want us to know? Yeah. Emily, you got anything for us?
Nope.
All right, so I'm going to go, I guess, in recess.
Well, I was just going to ask something first. So a question we have, number two there with the overlap. Do we know that? I mean, is Andy?
He said no sooner than April.
Okay.
So we had planned on.
Hopefully even more.
We planned on an overlap of a week. Kind of straddling late
so mid,
March.
So mid-April's the earliest he's leaving.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's safe to say 2 weeks,
okay.
But. I think he's kind of flexible still.
Close as we have.
Yeah. I just didn't know if people knew more than I knew here with this question, if it was baked in or not.
No.
Okay.
I think it's not likely less than this. It could be more, which would probably be a good thing.
Yeah, the more the better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anyone else have a question about one of these?
And you have a copy of the writing exercise?
Okay, now I'll go into recess.
Was that the same on both sides? I've got. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Well,
we only
have
one side, you're special.
Yeah, I'm special.
They were. Your note says that they were given this. Was that Friday or?
It's all spaced out based on when their interview time is.
Oh, that's funny.
So they have it at the exact same amount of time.
And I'm of the understanding that Andy came up with this scenario.
Yes.
It's pretty much real.
Pretty much, yeah.
An answer key, if you will.
You have that letter that Andy actually wrote about, you know.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
Would you like that now?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
And then the presentation, I understand Andy came up with one and then you modified it because you thought that they already know the answer to the one Andy came up with?
No, that was mine that Andy did when he was interviewed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you want to tell people what this, are they going to tell us what they're about to present on? You gave them a scenario.
Yes, and that's on the back of your questions.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I just didn't see it. I wasn't reading, I just looked at the dates.
Does everybody have one?
It's a 5-minute.
So, in essence, we are the fifth graders who are presenting to you. Awesome.
Can I throw things?
Spit one.
If you want, so. I got a good shot, I mean, this is.
Yeah, that's why, I got a shield.
All right, so the scenario basically is Mike was supposed to go and he, you know, bowed out and.
Yeah.
We're going to roll on Mike.
I was in Des Moines.
Okay.
He's also afraid of fifth graders.
All right.
With good reason.
Certain amount of trauma in elementary school.
Would you guys like to keep talking or should I go into recess? All right, I'm going to recess whatever meeting I'm in at the current moment.
Are we having our phones quiet?
I left it upstairs just in case.
But it might be a real life scenario.
Well,